stations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We'll be right back. and in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There was a lot of interrupting by President Trump and some name-calling during his first debate with Joe Biden.
I'm not going to answer the question.
Why would you answer that
because
question?
Listen,
who is on your list, Joe?
The candidates there during a question about Supreme Court nominees on racial division in America, the president says.
You have treated the black community about as bad as anybody in this country.
This is a president who has used everything as a dog whistle to try to generate racist hatred, racist division.
On accepting the election results.
If I win, that will be accepted. If I lose, that'll be accepted.
Well, I hope it's going to be a fair election. If it's a fair election,
what?
I am 100% on board. But if I see tens of thousands of ballots being manipulated, I can't go along with that.
Two more debates are scheduled next month. The vice presidential candidates debate next Wednesday. America's listening to Fox News.
It's the Lee Intel Wake Up at 6:06. Feel good after the debate?
No.
Present the presidential debate, interpreted and performed by an elephant and a donkey. This has been the presidential debate, as interpreted and performed by an elephant and a donkey.
People, welcome to the show.
Today is a special day.
Are you chewing gum?
Are you chewing gum?
Chewing gum online, eh? I hope you brought enough for everybody.
Today is National Chewing Gum Day.
Did you bring enough for everyone?
That's 10 pieces of gum. Chew!
Happy National Chewing Gum Day.
Showtime!
Been outside yet?
I'm freezing my baguettes off.
Well, put a shirt on, man. It's nice. Let's get the forecast first.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Very pleasant surprise this morning on the temperature that just rolled in from the airport. 49 degrees would make this the coolest morning since last May, middle of last May. Let's see, Maxwell Air Force Base is at 49.8, so, you know, well, let's say 50. Alexander City is coming in at 46 right now. Craig Field in Selma is at 48, and what do we got in Prattville?
I'll tell you in just a moment.
Okay.
49.
Okay. Might be set up soon.
And the airport's got you at 48 there, bud. Calm winds. All right, so Textbook beautiful day today. Behind cool front number one, abundant sunshine, low humidity, nice breeze, mid-70s today, pleasantly cool, 54 tonight. Tomorrow, we actually warm back up to the low 80s as we await cool front number two, which arrives later in the day. Friday, beautiful, low 70s, nice breeze, jacket weather Friday night, upper 40s. Well, by dawn on Saturday morning, and a nearly perfect first weekend in October, sunshine with highs in the 70s. Again, right now, 49 at Montgomery Regional Airport and 48 in Prattville at 6:10.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All right, welcome to Hannity. The very first presidential debate is now officially in the books.
That was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire, inside a train wreck.
Flustered, irritated, and cranky. Joe, maybe it's past his bedtime. Probably stayed up too late. Needs his nap.
I thought he was talking about me. Flustered. You know how it is when you get flustered. It's rough. How's everybody all awake and alert this morning? Everybody feeling good?
Doing good. It's Wednesday.
A little sluggish.
Yeah. I'm so flustered that we can't do something to help you get past this. This has been 2 weeks.
This is day 12. So I've only got about a week to 10 more days to go.
Well, that means we all have a week or 10 more days to go, because when you're in it, we're in it with you. That's teamwork.
Jay gets cards from people.
Yeah. Did you sleep with that under your pillow last night? The card from Victoria.
Got visited by the, I don't know, the whatever fairy.
The dreaming angel.
Yeah.
There you go.
So as far as the debate's concerned last night, the way I played it smart. I was tired after the afternoon show yesterday. I had several meltdowns, and those take a lot out of you. So I was asleep, I don't know, by 7:30, but I was up at 1.
Uh-huh.
And so I had plenty of time to watch and then collect feedback from my favorite trusted sources, I should say. And I got a thread going on Facebook for your feedback. But it's not really Trump and Biden everybody's talking about. It's Chris Wallace, whose bias was real clear last night. Kept, you know, just
what
for example.
What was he biased?
He interrupted Trump 76 times.
Yes, and then would let Biden finish.
He interrupted Biden 16 times.
Would not let Trump finish and say, oh, he had not finished yet.
So I put up, I think, what's the best meme that captures it all. Whoops, not that one. This one here. Who is debating? That's Chris Wallace dressed up as Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
That's funny.
I got that off James's. I may reshare that.
He works for. He doesn't work for CNN either.
No, he's with Fox. So all the leftards that are saying, "Hey, faux news and Fox noise," except for primetime, and which is where they own the market. Do you know that Tucker Carlson had more viewers the other night than Thursday Night Football?
No, I did not know that.
That either shows how far the NFL has fallen. By the way, they got a COVID outbreak with one of the teams. And how big Tucker Carlson has become. He's got a great mind. I mean, I watch him and I feel a sense of envy because he's such a smart
dude. It was embarrassing to watch last night. I watched 30 minutes maybe before everything else kicked in that I take to go to sleep. I was like, done with this. It was embarrassing. Moderator or not, it was embarrassing for both of them. It was horrible.
So funny when Joe said, shut up, man.
Yeah.
Hey, the big victory for Joe, considering I was one of many who thought he would find a way out because he would never be able to stay on that stage for 90 minutes, at least he made it through.
Both of them are better than that. Both of them are better than that.
I wish
it was embarrassing.
People on Trump's campaign would have said, let the man finish. Say what you got to say. Get off.
Yeah.
And be done.
Well, do we need moderators at all?
No.
Why can't we just give 2 minutes and 2 minutes? If you can't say it in 2 minutes, then you get cut off. Mm-hmm. And answers questions from the people that are going to be voting.
They did the Oscars without a host, right?
You know what? Exactly.
Isn't that what a town hall does? Doesn't a town hall allow for that?
Yeah.
In a way?
But again, I think...
Which they can't do, obviously, because of the
I love the idea.
Situation.
No moderator. Here's your question. And you both they both have to answer the question. You can't throw softballs to one and hardballs to the other. So, and because Chris Wallace, above and beyond the performances of the candidates, was the worst. He just, I think, you know, his old man was the same way, Mike Wallace. I'm Mike Wallace. I remember when my dad worked for the city of Chicago, 60 Minutes was doing some investigation in one of the city building departments.
Yeah.
You never saw such... paranoia in your life because nobody knew who they were going after. It wasn't his department, but
it used to be the old joke. What's the worst thing on a Monday morning? Mike Wallace is out in the waiting room of your
yes.
office.
And Jim Cantore just landed at your airport. Those two things can ruin the day. We are at 16 minutes after 6. Our TV segment's coming up kind of quick, and we will be talking about something really important.
Oh, chores.
Oh. Chores
that you know are not our favorite. You know, like well, for instance, I had a load. I have a load of laundry in the dryer now that needs to be addressed later this morning.
Dryers would be a lot easier if they would build them higher.
Yeah,
but the tumbler is usually on the front, and you know, got to bend down and dig.
Don't they have some top loading dryers, or am I thinking of some? No,
there is, are. Yes,
yeah.
At the condo I stay at.
Yep. All right, we're at 6:16. Let's get the local news and another musical take on Last Night.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are conducting the death investigation of a Birmingham man. Authorities found 46-year-old Theron Ford in the 4100 block of Carmichael Road yesterday afternoon. Police have not said what his injuries were. They tell us he died at the scene. The Secretary of Commerce has announced that the new deadline to respond to the 2020 census is October 5th. This comes after a federal judge ruled last week that the deadline should be the original date of October 31st. For more information, go to my2020census.gov. And Elmore County High School has canceled its football game this week because of coronavirus cases. School officials tell us that 3 players tested positive and 15 others are self-isolated because of exposure to COVID-19. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I've spent more time at home lately, and I've noticed some things. The ceiling fan in my bedroom is ugly and loud. My gutters need cleaning. I have a loose fence post. My kitchen faucet's leaking. My dryer lint thingy needs a deep cleaning, and the wood trim on my house is clearly rotted. None of which I wish to fix myself. I called Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599. Mr. Handyman can help with all my home improvement projects. On time. Done right. Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Fact Checker!
If something's said and it isn't true, who are you gonna call?
Fact Checkers!
Is it accurate or is it fake news? Who you gonna call?
Fact Checkers!
All of their lies exposed. Fibbing and growing their nose. Who you gonna call?
Fact Checkers!
BS and assault.
Fact checkers.
If your tail is tall.
Fact checkers.
They are on the ball.
Fact checkers.
Let's visit our traffic checker on News Talk 93.1 FM at 620.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with your latest update. We've got a lot of cars on the road now in Montgomery. We've got congestion around the boulevard at most of the major intersections. I-65 and 85 light to moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery, but no accidents anywhere. Everybody's getting where they're going. Just buckle up, drive carefully, and we'll keep you updated. If anything happens, we'll let you know. You can get a minimum of a $2,000 trade-in on anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag on the lot at Reinhardt Prattville. Cars, trucks, SUVs, they're all at Reinhardt Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in a wreck that wasn't your fault, call the Vance Law Firm right now for a free consultation.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Are we happy or shocked or did it finally get here, the last day of September already?
Yeah.
I get a little shocking.
Wake me up when September ends.
Okay. Yeah. You'll be hearing from me at midnight. You'll probably be awake anyway, the way you start.
It'll be my beginning of my day.
21 minutes after 6 is the time. Since this is the last day of September, that means it's the last day for that 0% deal they've got on Nissan at Jack Ingram Nissan. And they have 9 different models. Now, what this means is you can buy a Nissan, no money down, and for qualified customers, and get 0%. So every single payment you make, you're building equity in the vehicle. So if you decide to upgrade in 2 or 3 years and nobody's better at upgrading customers than Jack Ingram, you'll be able to trade in on the plus side as opposed to being upside down, which many people are on loan. So give it some thought. Today is the day to do it. You can get an Altima 2.5S for $349 a month with zero down. That's a 2020. 2020 Kicks SV, $299 a month, zero down. And a Titan SV you can lease from $349 a month with zero down. Through today at Jack Ingram Nissan, visit jackingramnissan.com or stop by and see them at all the Jack Ingram family of stores over there on the boulevard. At 6:22, did you watch any of the baseball yesterday?
No, I did not watch any of the baseball yesterday because I was under the mistaken impression that the baseball playoffs start today.
Oh.
So I see the Braves at 11. And who carries it? Oh, that's ESPN. Yeah. No, I didn't watch any baseball yesterday. But I was in no condition to watch baseball yesterday.
And it's the way amazing how it works in the playoffs. The Yankees go to Cleveland, face the best pitcher in the American League this year, and beat him 12-3.
Can you push that little button down there for television?
Yes.
Studio. There we are.
Thank you.
We are getting ready for our TV at 6:23.
I fixed it.
You got it. All right, I'm going to play our ramp-up music.
It's showtime!
Yay, ramp-up music. Anybody have exciting plans for the weekend?
I hope to live to see the other end of it.
Yeah, me too.
That's always my number one goal.
Well, I'm glad that's your number one goal.
Mac Davis died?
Yeah, passed away yesterday.
So did Helen Reddy.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Huh. Missed a lot yesterday. How did I miss baseball? Jeez.
Well, just to recap, White Sox beat Oakland. Guy had a perfect game going into the sixth inning. Let's see, the Asteroids beat Minnesota. A little bit of a surprise there. And the Tampa Bay Devil Dogs beat the Toronto Blue Jays. Not a surprise. And most of the alleged experts are picking the...
Where's that series being played, in Tampa?
Yeah, all the teams are playing in, you know, all the games are in one park.
Right, one park. And then they go to the bubbles, one in Texas, one in California, right?
Yeah, I think Dodger Stadium and San Diego are being used as bubble areas.
Okay.
Bubble areas.
Hey, park on TV. You hear me?
Any second now, we'll be making our connection.
You don't get paid.
6:24.
You do not get a talent check for barking on TV.
He said, are you sure?
most...
He's like, I like this.
...boring chores. Well...
When you feel like you do, everything looks like a major...
Boring.
...task, doesn't it?
Starting your day the right way with Rising.
In a new survey, 2,000 people were asked what they think the most boring chores are, and the top 10 answers include ironing, dusting, and vacuuming. There is a lot to talk about with this exciting topic. Want to check in with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, everybody.
Hey. Good morning.
To quote the great Richard Dawson,
our survey said
all of them
are boring.
That's why they're called chores. Chore rhymes with bore.
Mm-hmm. I turned laundry into 2 days. I did the washing yesterday. And there's a load in the dryer right now that needs to be...
Getting the laundry into the machine is the easy part. Getting it that wet... It's all get tangled up. Your pant legs get twisted up. Sometimes your shirts get...
All twisted, yeah.
Yeah.
And then picking that out of the machine, and then, the dryer usually is in the front.
But, the good thing about it is at least you have a washing machine and a dryer versus a washboard and dirty water in this the Amazon true. River. So,
yeah.
Now, dishes is not a problem because of the dishwasher. But
putting things in perspective for us, Jesse.
Absolutely. I'm just going to, look, I'm
wow,
just going to.
We went way out there on that one.
Well, yeah. I'm just, look, it could be worse.
I love, I used to love the fact that my mom would wash the dishes before they would go in the dishwasher.
My grandmother still does that.
You know,
and I'm like, what's the
dishes,
fuck? I'm like, okay. Come on now.
And
could be worse, Rich.
And the cleanest garbage. You say, ma'am, you have the cleanest garbage in the neighborhood. Just wrapped and double wrapped, and then geez.
Question for the group.
I know my dad is watching, and he will appreciate this morning. Growing up, we never loaded the dishwasher, and it was exactly that, because my mom had the specific way that she wanted it in there.
Yeah.
And if you did it wrong, she was going to wash it again after she'd already washed it in the sink. And so we were all just like, okay, if we can't do this right, then have your way.
Have it this way.
Which is more boring, I guess, emptying the dishwasher or the dryer? Which do you
To me, it's the dryer because, you got to then fold everything and put everything
That's
away.
Mine.
Sometimes That's the mine. Idea, you take all the clean clothes back to the room they're going to be hung up in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll admit it. I've had the pile sit there while I picked off a shirt or a pair of pants until the pile was gone because I hate hanging up clothes. That's the most boring of all.
Yeah, it is boring. Now, some of these on here clean the toilet. No, I pay a lady to do that every few days, and dusting and all that stuff. But no, I mean, there are certain things that I don't do on this list.
Vacuuming.
I have a question for everybody.
Okay.
And you just brought it up. Vacuuming. This isn't about it being boring or not, but I want to ask, has anyone ever heard of vacuuming being referred to as sweeping?
No.
Because my wife and her family, they say that you sweep with the vacuum. You don't vacuum.
No.
You use the vacuum to sweep.
Are they talking about hardwood?
The vacuum sucks. A broom sweeps.
Hardwood floors?
And
the mop mops.
I always give them a hard time, and I just wanted to make sure that there's nobody else out there. If there's someone else watching and you've heard it referred to that way, please let me know.
That's another thing Ryan brought up about mopping. So you fill a bucket with water,
right.
You got your mop, and maybe you're lucky you have one of those that helps wring it out. But as soon as you put it back in the water,
it's
the water's
filthy
dirty.
Water.
So you're smearing dirty water.
That's why
just like
Swiffer.
That bath water that you were in every morning. It's the same concept.
I make my own soup.
Well, that was...
Is that your tub water?
Really hit a nerve.
Guess who's
going to
get a bowl of it tomorrow morning, too?
Now, is your tub like those fryers we see? They don't think about displacement and the grease goes everywhere, like the water goes everywhere when you get in?
Back to you, Jay. I need a friend in the group here.
I haven't taken a bath. I don't know when the last time it was.
I was a little boy when I took a bath last
month. I'm lucky we have a nice garden-sized tub with jets in it and everything. Well, you know, it really helps you.
So it recirculates the water real well.
Yeah. So when you spray that spray around the ring to get the dirt off, it just bubbles it off.
Now, dusting, and if there's a lot of dust, if you dust, I mean, that dust is just in the air and it's going somewhere else. You know what I mean?
So basically what we've learned this morning is that Rich doesn't believe in any of these chores because they just move the dirt around. But that is all the time we got, unfortunately, guys. You guys have a great Wednesday, and we will check back in with you tomorrow.
Thanks, you too.
Can't wait for that soup, Greg. To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6 o'clock.
Well,
that was exciting.
You're looking at me with a mirthful face there, young lady.
Why is that?
I don't know. I was going
to
ask you.
I just got tickled. One of the questions I would like to have asked them, does anybody make a competition out of vacuuming? Like you have a set section of room that you want to finish in a certain amount of time, and you go really, really quickly.
No, but do you use all those attachments?
I do. Especially in the camper, just because, you know, the little bugs that can get in by the windows
and if you're looking for those attachments, are they ever right where you expect them to be? You know what I mean? You have to get something inside.
Something quickly,
in between something. I can never find the right attachment.
Yeah.
That's what she said. It is 6:31 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We're going to take a very brief break here and come back with the timeline for the final day of September. Beautiful. I'm going to go see how cold it is outside.
Shannon, how can you let the people in Montgomery know about what Daddy does?
You mean tell people he's a foot doctor?
Yeah, a podiatrist. There's got to be a way to spread the word about the surgeries he does and stuff.
You mean like bunions and hammer toes?
Yeah, and treating heel pain, burning in the feet, and corns.
Like that time that lady had fungus in her toenails and they started looking better?
I just want people to know that my dad, Dr. Brian Keeley, can be seen without a referral, and he accepts most insurances.
You should probably give them the phone number, 265-7585.
Yeah, 265-7585.
I just said that.
Well, let's say it again.
265-7585. Maybe we should tell them our offices are in Montgomery and Greenville.
You just did.
Like us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care. And remember,
happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
This is Billy with AutoSave Tire and Auto. We are constantly getting calls about what we do. Well, we do it all, from oil changes to engines and transmissions. We sell almost all brands of tires, including Michelin, Cooper, Toyo, Nitto, and more. We also do those pesky check engine light and tire sensor lights. So if you need vehicle repair, tire suspension, front end alignment, brakes, water pump, or that pesky check engine light to go off, call us. AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville or Montgomery. Or check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
DeVolve Landscapes is your go-to company for anything outdoors. Full-service landscaping, irrigation installation, outdoor lighting and sound systems, retaining walls, paver patios, stone and tile work, privacy fences, water features, and concrete work as well. Not to mention that DeVolve does custom outdoor fireplaces, kitchens, and living spaces. They do it all. There's no need to go all over town looking. DeVolve staff will come to you and bring your ideas to life. DeVolve's Landscapes won't limit your design to prefabricated, made in a warehouse, outdoor fireplace or kitchen. You can choose brick, stone, concrete, marble, tile, wood, whatever you want to complete your dream design. Visit DeVolve'sLandscapes.com today or call Monica at 791-4108 and schedule a free on-site visit. Fall is quickly approaching, so it's time to get your home ready for family and friends. DeVolve's Landscapes will make it easy for you, offering specials on shrub trimming and pine straw delivery and installation this month only. Call Monica today at 791-4108 or visit DeVolvesLandscapes.com.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, I'm Dan Black. At Dan Black Studios, we preserve your personal history, films, VHS tapes, and other memories at a very reasonable price. Call 279-6036. Now, Rich Thomas preserves the memories on this date in history with the timeline.
50% off camcorder transfers get to Dan Black Studios by November 1, so you'll have them in time for Christmas. With the timeline for September 30th, is your host, Rich Thomas.
273rd day of the year, 93 days are remaining on International Podcast Day. And by the way, you can hear of this podcast. It's always available. And so if you miss something stupid we say, you can hear it again. Speaking of stupid, it's Ask a Stupid Question Day.
How you doing?
Thank you, Joey. It's National Love People Day. People are my favorite folks in the world. I don't know what that
They're
means.
They're luckiest people.
They are. People who need people.
Yeah.
It's National Mulled Cider Day. Now, is mulled the ones that is fermented? Is mulled
that you can get drunk on?
Yeah,
I would think.
I tell you, cider is really good, and it tastes so different than apple juice. I used to think, what is the difference? There is a big difference between apple cider and apple juice.
Did you ever hear that joke about your favorite brand of cider?
No.
I'll write it down for you.
Oh, I see. It's naughty.
Is it Dickens?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had some of Dickens before.
It's 93 years since 1927 when Babe Ruth hit his 60th home run of the season. He held that single-season home run record for 34 years until Asterix Roger Maris broke it in 1961.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Yes.
Yes!
1938, Hitler, who also liked mulled cider, appeased Munich on this day in 1938. By that, I mean it was Hitler, Mussolini, British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain.
Idiot.
They signed a Munich Pact, which seals the fate of Czechoslovakia, virtually handing it over to Germany in the name of peace. Upon returning to Britain, the famous quote, Chamberlain said, "Peace in our time." Wrong. On this date in 1939, the first college football game to be televised is shown on experimental TV station W2XBS, New York. 1954, the USS Nautilus, the world's first nuclear submarine, is commissioned by the U.S. Navy. And the most famous one of all. 1965, James Dean killed in a two-car collision near Colome, California. It's right there on the, it was on the highway, the coast highway. Too young to live, too young to die, or something like that.
It's from the Eagles song, James Dean.
Yeah, James Dean. On this date in 1960, 60 years ago today, the Flintstones premiered on ABC, and folks, that was in prime time. 58 years ago in 1962, a riot broke out. U.S. Marshals escorted James Meredith of the University of Mississippi, its first African-American student, after the governor tried to interfere with the school's desegregation. 1971 on this date, Isaac Hayes released the theme from Shaft. Can you dig it? On this date in 1972, Roberto Clemente got his 3,000th and last hit for the Pittsburgh Pirates. He was killed in a plane crash 3 months later on New Year's Eve when he was trying to deliver humanitarian aid to his country. On this date in 1978, a song that was now considered country, but it was on the rock charts at the time by Exile, "I Want to Kiss You All Over."
Oh, yeah.
It was number one. This is just so funny to hear Casey Kasem going.
I'm
going to
play that next time Victoria calls.
Was it just to hear Casey Kasem go, that is "Kiss You All Over." 1982 on the stage, Cheers debuts. Everybody Knows Your Name. That's a great song. I wonder who wrote, I'll look it up. I wonder who wrote the theme to Cheers.
I'll tell you.
I think somebody well-known wrote that.
Is that right?
I'm pretty sure.
It was a good... Gary Portnoy.
How did we not know that?
Do you know who that is? Or are you kidding? I mean, is he?
I don't know. Who
okay. Is. 15 years ago in 2005, Michael Eisner resigned as the CEO of Disney. He's now in abject poverty.
He only made like $30 million a year.
Yeah, that's right.
Gary Portnoy wrote Say Goodnight, which is a song from Dolly Parton.
Okay.
Air Supplies, I'll Never Get Enough of You.
Oh, boy.
Now I know why I don't like them.
Yeah. Now our song of the day. Oh, my gosh. Could this be a song of the day that we're actually playing from the 2000s? Actually, from 2005? Don't you only do 60s and 70s? It was released the day Katrina hit the Gulf Coast. I think it's just a great song. The group is Green Day. Great lyrics. Wake me up when September ends on this last day of September. Sing it.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September.
Write it down in your diary. Dear diary, today Rich did a song from this century.
Yeah, but you know, it doesn't seem like it's from this century, does it? That could have been a hit.
Well, you talk about a century, that's 100 years.
Yeah.
Century is a 100-year span.
It's 15 years ago. Schoolboy from Philadelphia on this date in 2016 skipped class to meet his musical hero. He handed his teacher an absence note. And which made the difference. The typewritten note was signed by Bruce Springsteen. Fifth grader Michael Fennery met the star at a meet and greet at the Free Library in Philadelphia when Springsteen was in town signing copies of his new autographed Born to Run. I'm medicated this morning. I'm sorry. 3 years ago today, Monty Hall died at the age of 96. On this date, it is the birthday of Kieran Culkin. He is the younger brother of Macaulay. He's 38 today. Crystal Bernard is 59. She was on the show Wings. She was Helen on Wings. Eric Stoltz, actor, is 59. Fran Drescher, who has, let's say, a different kind of voice than Victoria, is 63.
Yep.
Barry Williams is who?
From Brady Bunch.
He is Greg on the Brady Bunch, and he's 66 today. Marilyn McCoo has a great voice. She's 77. Yeah. Fifth Dimension, biggest hits Up, Up, and Away, Aquarius, Let the Sunshine In, and I love that song. Went, Bill, I love you so.
Wedding Bell Blues. Yeah.
All right, let's play Three Dead or Alives.
Okay.
Dead or Alive, Johnny Mathis.
Alive.
I'm alive.
Alive at 85. Sissy Houston, Whitney's mother.
I'll go with alive.
Alive.
She is alive at 87. How about this one? Angie Dickinson.
Dead.
I think she croaked.
She's alive at 89.
No.
Oh, man. We gotta do this game on a regular basis. Yeah. We gotta make it a game.
Yeah.
Engage listeners.
Yeah, it's really a nice game.
I have, just and Jay helped me with this a long time ago.
Yeah, it's somewhere there.
Here it is.
Oh, yeah.
So until we make it a game,
okay,
we're gonna give a pine fries away. Let me know, and we'll play this in the timeline.
I heard you do yesterday's. But then you gave the guy's age, and so we knew he was alive. Anyway, birthday countdowns, 19 days till our next victim. It's 31 days till Halloween, Thanksgiving in 78 days, and Christmas in 87 days. That's the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Time now for Wing Finger's winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is...
Winner.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Exactly, and that's what you'll get when you win the Wing Finger's winning word today.
All right, so be a winner this afternoon by remembering the word winner. How easy can it get? And at some point between 3 and 6, we did it kind of late yesterday. But Wednesdays, I tend to be whimsical and do it more early. So that's just a heads up, folks. Anyway, when we ask you to redeem the winning word, we call her 727-292-228, and you win lunch for two at Wing Finger's Bob Bob Mummer's amazing culinary creation in the RSA headquarters building at 201 Union. This is fresh chicken. Every day, they do it all from scratch, including the batter, or whether you want your Wing Fingers grill, you can do that too, chopped into a salad in a swamich. Dip them with sides of crinkle-cut fries or gooey fries with bacon. And your favorite local sodas for beverages or homemade lemonade. And free parking in the RSA building. Winner is your Wing Finger winning word of the day.
Who sent you that that picture in front of me here?
Listener, Mark Cumbie. That's the capture. That's a screen capture of the moment Rich
mentioned the tub.
Something on the tub issue. No wonder they love this segment on TV. Look at my hair. It looks like it's on fire, for crying out. What are we going to get rid of this 19th century fluorescent lights?
As soon as we move to the new studio.
Well, according to Jesse, it could be worse. It could be before electricity was invented.
Yes, and we could just not have any of this and have to yell it through a megaphone across the across the interstate.
I would rather use candles than this stuff. I mean, even if I put color in my hair, it still looks like it's on fire.
I wonder what the lighting will look like in the new studio, let's say we ever got there.
Well, if it doesn't happen sooner than later, stop by my grave and tell me what happened.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Pleasant surprise. The coolest morning since the middle of May. We actually snuck a little lower than I thought we might. We are at, 49. Out at Denley Field, 48 at Max, 48 in Prattville, 46 in Alexander City. What a nice surprise. Textbook beautiful weather today. Abundant sunshine, low humidity, nice breeze, mid-70s. Pleasantly cool tonight, low 54. Tomorrow, we actually warm back up. We go into the low 80s before the second cold front arrives, a reinforcing cold front later on during the day on Thursday. So Friday is beautiful. Low 70s, nice breeze, jacket weather Friday night, upper 40s. And boy, that sets the stage for just a textbook perfect first weekend in October football weather. Right now, this morning, again, depending on which airport you're looking at, we're in the upper 40s here at 647.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Do you know the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for a decade comes in just one color? Kubota Orange, the Kubota L Series at Capital Tractor. It's an orange army of one with you in command. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
86 days until Christmas. That may seem like a long time, but as we get closer and closer to the holidays, the stress starts to build, and then you're shopping in a state that doesn't really feel very celebratory. Don't do that to yourself. Get ahead of the game. Make this year, make that your resolution for 2020 to get your Christmas shopping done and enjoy the spiritual aspects of the season. And that can happen with one stop to Bryan Jewelry in Prattville at 1778 East Main Street. Lynn and that incredible team there have the years of experience, almost seven decades, as jewelers who can create things from scratch, who can answer probative questions and ask them as well, so that they can learn about the person you're shopping for and make suggestions based on the information you provide.
They have been doing this for sometimes panic customers for many, many years. They do have, and if you know what you're looking for, an extensive and very competitively priced collection and a club you can join at BrianJewelry.com and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. They can also help you set up an interest-free Synchrony account for qualified customers. Start your visit at BrianJewelry.com, very educational website when it comes to gems and so forth, or just stop by Monday through Saturday. Again, 1778 East Main in Prattville.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Cheap and Trashy coming up next.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're still looking pretty good all over the city. Light to moderate traffic. We got a little congestion here and there, and I-65 and 85 are busy through downtown Montgomery, but everybody's moving along nice and easy. We've got no accidents anywhere. Buckle up. Be safe out there. We will keep you updated. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pets safe at home and in designated areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jane.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to see a doctor? Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Mayor Stephen Reed. For too long, Montgomery schools have received the lowest amount of funding allowed by Alabama law, the bare minimum. Neighboring school districts like Pike Road and Auburn fund their schools drastically better. The result? Our students are paying the price, and they deserve better. That's why I'm voting for the proposed school funding increase to invest more resources in the classroom. Now is the time. For the first time in decades, we can truly increase our funding and improve our public schools. This will be good for our students. This will be good for our teachers, for our parents, and for all of Montgomery. Let's invest in Montgomery Public Schools. Let's invest in our students. Let's invest in our future. This is Mayor Stephen Reed. Whether you vote absentee or at your polling place, vote for our students. And be sure to flip to the back of the ballot and vote for more school funding.
Paid for by the MGM Invest Pack, P.O. Box 621, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investments. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
Switch to WOW Superfast Internet 100 for $34.99 per month with no contracts and a contact-free installation. For an even better deal, double your internet speed for $5 more. Switch to WOW today. Stay connected. Details at WOWWay.com.
WOW.
Trustworthy. Accurate. Immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
At 6:53, a couple of celebrity passings yesterday. Helen Reddy, Delta Dawn, I Am Woman. Somebody made mention of the fact that two feminist icons have passed very closely to each other, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Helen Reddy. And that song did inspire and became an anthem for early 70s feminism, would be fair to say. And also Mac Davis, and I'm going to let...
Yeah, so Mac Davis died yesterday, unfortunately, after having heart surgery, had some major complications come from that. He was 78. I had saw several of our friends like Kelly Lang, T.G. Shepherd, Ronnie McDowell, and all of that. They were posting yesterday asking for prayers that he was not doing well in critical condition, and then got the news this morning that he had passed. If you do not know who Mac Davis was, he was a very successful songwriter, wrote a lot of hits for Elvis Presley.
Had a number one hit, Baby, Baby, Don't Get Hooked on Me.
Exactly, yeah, and actually was talking about including 6 top 10 singles on the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart, which that biggest hit included what you just mentioned, yeah. Baby, Don't Get Me Hooked on Me, and, you know, Stop and Smell the Roses. He actually had a show called The Mac Davis Show back in 1974, so it was pretty... I'm telling you, he even had movie roles. So, I mean, you talk about...
North Dallas 40. Wasn't that the film that he
that was
in with
one,
Nick Nolte?
And Cheaper to Keeper. So, just, I mean, he had so many talents and gifts that will be greatly missed in the music and film industry altogether.
Yeah, he... that song was one, I think, one of the top 10 songs for the year 1972.
It's a crossover, wasn't it?
It was It did country.
It played on country and it played on pop.
But he really gained an iconic status from that movie. I'm surprised that he didn't make more because North Dallas 40 was...
That was a big one.
It was. Mm-hmm. And sort of an iconic film for the 70s.
Chase agrees.
Absolutely does. Do you know who Coyote Peterson is?
No, I don't.
He's got a YouTube channel called Brave Wilderness where he allows himself to be stung by some of the most venomous...
Oh, that's right. Him. Yes.
I just thought you'd like to know he makes up to $300,000 a month.
Well, what do we need to do to make $300,000 a month?
Get stung by nasty insects and things that have poison in them.
Oh, never mind. I'm good. Yeah. It ain't worth it to me.
Hugh Jackman's wife...
Like Joe Biden, his own wife?
Would like you to stop saying that he's gay. For whatever reason, she needed to make a statement on that. COVID outbreak in the NFL.
We can't say he's happy? That's what the original meaning of the word gay means,
honestly,
by the way.
I gave it a thought, and I really don't care. I don't know why she felt it necessary to make that announcement.
Have you, not to interrupt you here, Greg, but have you, since you like to read and stuff, have you ever taken the time to actually look at the different variations of Merriam-Webster and how things have shifted in definitions of words throughout the years?
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing how culturally and society people twist things to make their own meaning.
Yes.
Just a thought.
My sister's name is Joanne Gay Budell.
See?
Maura. Well, she married a guy and... She's still using that. They're not married.
Gotcha.
Anymore. Anyway, this outbreak with the Vikings and Titans, it's not quite known how many players are infected or if the teams will be able to cancel their weekend games and reschedule during bye weeks. Not known yet. A Lion King prequel in the works. Hey, guess what? Tonight on TV, game one of the NBA Finals. How about this? The Miami Heat are in. I had no idea they were even that good.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Yeah. Hey, look who's on the line. Legal Eagle, local heartthrob, Chad.
So there's a word out that the NFL players who knelt contracted it.
I would
take one knee and get to... Hey, I went to school with Mac Davis' son.
Oh, yeah?
High school. Yeah, his son, Scott, went to Marist High School with me in Atlanta, Catholic prep school, and he's a good kid, good athlete, very good athlete. And I saw Mac a couple of times. He would come to some of the games, but not too often. I think at that time, in the late 70s, he was still pretty hot. I mean, you know, his career was like a rocket at that point.
Yes.
But it was interesting. Just a comment about the debate last night. I thought everybody lost last night. But I will say this. I thought Chris Wallace would put his finger on the scale, but I had no idea he'd put a dump truck on the scale.
I think his behavior negated the whole result, period.
What I found funny is this morning, I just happened to accidentally opened Facebook, which is always an accidental thing. And I saw somebody who is very Democratic who thought that Chris Wallace was all about Trump yesterday.
Oh, my God.
And see, and now I'm hearing you guys, and I didn't watch the debate, saying that he was very buddy up to, Biden. So, you know.
Well, I'll just say this, Rich, is that, and I'm not excusing Trump's interruption, okay?
Yeah.
But at some point, it was very obvious that it was two on one, and it was not just him cutting off Trump when Trump was starting to make points, but every question that he gave Trump, when like, okay, now we're going to give you some good questions, he always framed the narrative from the liberal point of view. And I'll give you a perfect example.
Chad, we are really tight for time at this point in the morning.
Well, he said, here's a law and order question. And he said, oh, but Tulsa and Fort Worth, Texas are having horrible riots, too. What do you think about that, Mr. President? That's kind of the way it was going the whole night. And it was very frustrating. But I don't think
James Woods' take the best. He said Trump demolished his debate opponent last night, Chris Wallace.
Yeah, that's perfect. Good. Have a good one, guys.
Time to go without moderators, I think. Thank you, because none of them. Who are they going to get? What moderator would you